Good morning, Salvaraj, and welcome to our studio.
Okay.
Sangaman Festival is coming up on 4th of March, Sunday, between 9 to 6 p.m. at Arodam Football Field, right?
Yeah.
Where the idea came from?
The idea has been actually, we have, Orville has been celebrating Sangamam in the past for many years. And I personally have been also involved in taking that celebration. And quite a lot of the Tamil people that now we are together been talking for, meeting for last 6 months, we felt the participation from the Tamil side is not much in the collective activities and events. And so we actually pulled us, quite a lot of us, we talked together and said we should come together and see where we could get involved more. Mm-hmm. And so
that was for the 50th, or you said the Sangaman Festival was already celebrated every year, or because I had
Year, but it got very big and then it's a lot of energy, so we stopped. And a few years ago, a few other people they took it up, and it also that also they did it for 1 or 2 years and it stopped. I think 4, 5, 6 years it's not been done now. Or more. But then when we gathered, we felt we want to do something for 50th, and also as a group to initiate events and activities and where we can put our energy together.
Sangamam so means come together, right?
Or unity. Sangamam is coming together.
Yes.
And then we did the first event of doing the Diwali celebration next to Solar Kitchen. Then we thought, what should we do for the 50th year? And then we felt Sangamam would be a good idea to actually bring the workers of Auroville and the Aurovillians together. It's not just to say the workers, all the workers.
It is only for one part of,
all the workers. Because Auroville is very much built by, workers. I would say,
the bioregion.
Bioregion people.
The sweat and the hands of.
Yeah, and any celebration has to include them. And we need to do together with them. So this is the idea of Sangamam.
It sounds beautiful, and I mean, it's a really good idea. What have you prepared for that day?
We have prepared in the football ground. We're going to have a big stage with big covered area for the sun. And there's going to be a lot of cultural activities, singing, dancing, and all that. And then we are also going to have exhibition on Auroville, because most often exhibitions in Auroville are mostly in English. And local majority people don't get into understanding what is happening.
That would be exhibition on Auroville in Tamil language.
In Tamil language. In Tamil language.
But there would be also parts of Tamil culture for the
exhibition is very much focusing on Auroville. Auroville's event is very much connected with Auroville. Looking back, the 50-year Auroville has, you know,
lots
gone
has happened in between,
So the exhibition, we are trying to focus on educational activities that are actually opening up to the bioregion. Very much focused on that. We'll have the charter, dream, and a little bit about, you know, showing on Auroville, the dream, and all those things.
In Tamil, yeah?
In Tamil. The That's first good. Time we're going to have exhibition translated in Tamil. So people from the local area can truly start understanding, you know, more what is Auroville.
You have a feeling that bioregion people are still not informed, or they don't know much about Auroville?
They have a sense of what is Auroville, for clear. They have a sense. But practically, you know, every year Auroville is changing with new ideas, activities, and
it's growing really
fast. So they're not really connecting so much or understanding what is happening. So we want to make people more connect with Auroville, especially on the educational activities, you know, and this is really opening up to the bioregion. And also, you know, a lot of the texts and things on mother, on the idea, this is not really going through, you know, as others. So it'll be a day of festivals, going through exhibition, the sports, there's kids corner, there's a stage dance, mm-hmm. musical. There'll be educational stalls where they can interact, and there'll be a lot of the stalls will also organize little activities mm-hmm. so people can join.
So it'll be really interactive and engaging for the whoever comes, right?
Yes. We are trying to make it more engaging mm-hmm. and to really be informed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll try to, we are also trying to provide snacks and lunch and snack. And so
it's a full day, no?
Yeah. Organize transport to pick up people.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's a full day event. And so people can really, you know, be there a day. And
Sangaman Festival is come together. I believe that also our villains and everybody else are welcome, right?
Yeah. Generally, the everyone, the mm-hmm. guests, our villains, the workers, everyone are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be open. For the lunch, we need to have a certain number. So
yeah,
for that,
prepare,
we will
prepare
and do the arrangement. For Aurovillians, they can join the lunch without mm-hmm. getting tokens before.
Mm-hmm.
For workers, we are going to distribute tokens to them beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And if the guests and others come, they can. We will make more lunch, thinking
extra,
other people will come. They might have to. They will need to contribute some money.
Mm-hmm.
They can join.
Okay,
but also there will be other stalls. Places for eating where guests and other people can also
so
join.
The aim is also to have bodies and soul feeling welcome.
Yes.
I believe, yeah?
Yeah,
with the culture program for the souls, updating your knowledge about Oroville, or maybe updating the knowledge about Tamil culture to find out, and to also keep the bodies satisfied with food.
Yes,
you said lunch and snacks.
Food always plays a big role, especially
it's the base, no?
Yeah. These days, if you also see in big events in Tamil culture, it's always with food. They make food for 1,000 people, 2,000 people. And people actually, there's not much of going and hanging out. They go meet for the marriage, they give little gift, and immediately they have the food, and then they come out.
Mm.
So the food plays a big role of connecting, being there.
Yes.
So that's what people are going to be spending the whole day. They can't go back home, especially the women. Then they have to go cook and do arrange things. So it's going to be difficult. So we are even the secretary has said they're not going to pay for the food, but we told them we will take care of raising money for the food.
Mm-hmm.
And for each token that we are issuing for the workers can bring two more person for the lunch. Yeah.
And you raise the funds amongst yourselves?
Actually, the secretary, somehow we joined the 50th anniversary group a little late.
So you get some grant from the 50th?
They were not so willing and but the secretary has dispersed a large amount.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also getting some money from the units towards the celebration. And we are raising from friends and people to cover. It's going to be a big event and hopefully well organized. We are dreaming, we are trying to make sure it's really well organized.
In the Bay region, we have, in the immediate Bay region, we have like 4 or 5 villages, but it's more probably in the in
there are about
15 kilometers.
Ten villages.
Villages.
Yeah.
And you will go and pick them up with the buses and bring them to Aurodam, to the football ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And within culture performances, what are we going to see? Bharatnatyam dance, probably the Tamil culture or also Auroville?
Yeah, we are trying to this time mix up some, you know, Krishna and the group are going to do some music, and I think Paul, they've been also asked to do some play, something, to have...
The Genius Brothers Incorporation?
I think so. I think they've been approached. But a lot of us felt that we need to encourage the workers of Audible to also
to
come up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the children's groups, dance group, music group, they're joining. Mm-hmm. And we have invited one group, folk dance group from outside. Mm-hmm. But we are trying to very much be focused on
what is done here.
Mm-hmm. But the folk dances brought in because, you know, we want one item people of a professional.
Usually you do something like that when you really want people to come, yeah?
Yeah, people felt it'd be good to offer one professional, so people can also come and say, wow, that's...
In Tamil culture, the pride is really important.
Yeah.
It is, no? As far as I know, it
yeah.
is. That pride of, you know, that you have something solid that you can offer. The way I perceive the Tamil culture,
yeah, there is
it's a lot of pride in there, and they really try to put their best, no? So to speak.
Yeah. There is also a wish from the, I would say, all the Tamil people to explore more in Tamil.
Hmm.
You know, we are in Tamil, and Tamil is so known to be one of the oldest
ancient
languages
yeah.
with the big literature and all that. And in Oroville, it's kind of put on the side. It's kind of ignored in Oroville. And we find,
Yeah, but maybe I think it's happening to all of our cultures because we are merging into something which is something new, no?
For me and few others like Ratnam and few others who have joined Oroville from a very young age and going to schools in Oroville, we, like the Sunday, there was a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were asked to stand up and talk in the mic to say something.
Sure.
Like myself, I know I totally avoided it because I'm not able to really speak up in Tamil in the stage. I feel very...
Ouch.
I'm not able to do that. So for me, even my daughter, she's partly Tamil and not... But even for her to really be fluent in Tamil, it's... Somehow we are going off. And not going off, I mean, somehow we are not enough explored in Tamil. Every time, everything has to be in English in Oroville. I think there should be a practice of all the languages to be practiced and culture to be practiced. So
yeah,
we can be fluent and be more aware of all those things.
Recently I seen somewhere, if you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you will go. You don't see the future.
Yeah.
So you need to know your roots, and it's probably, I think it's happening to all cultures, all of us.
A lot of people are wondering why the Tamil group. It's not we are trying to become a Tamil group.
Mm.
I mean, there are quite a lot of people who are saying, register this Oro Sangamam group as one entity. For me, I'm reacting to that. I'm saying no. But we definitely want to be, quite a lot of us have expressed that we want to explore the Tamil culture. They wish to explore.
To know your roots, yeah.
Roots and... Like Meenakshi says, there's lots of books she is piling up, very interesting books. No one comes to read ever. No one goes to her.
Hmm.
You know, it's pity because in Oroville we have 5,000 Tamil workers, we have 1/3 of Tamil people as Orovillians, and we have 30,000 people around here. The library, what she's collecting, nobody ever goes there. So
that's a shame, yeah.
We want to kind of encourage that movement of exploring Tamil culture.
Cool.
For Oroville, I think it's very important because especially, Oroville is in...
Because we are in Tamil.
In the middle of Tamil culture.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be on the side. It should be one of those more people can share and enjoy this culture.
So, Raj, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And see you on Sunday, 4th of March, between 9 to 6 p.m., right?
Yeah.
9 in the morning to 6 p.m.
We'll be happy to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.